Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture, Bedding and Electrical in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, a local woman, she is about to release a new book. In fact, tomorrow at the Orange City Library, 5:30 p.m. is the official launch of Kelly Rimmer's new work called Before I Let You Go. Kelly's in the studio with me this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in. This is your fifth book.
That's right.
And the first one that you've had printed, meaning what for the other four?
So the first four were released digitally and in print in lots of other countries, but this is the first one which will be released in print in Australia, so it'll be available in stores.
Okay, so many other countries would then mean many other languages?
That's correct, yes, more than 20.
Wow, fantastic. Your books, is there a theme with your books? They all following a similar theme?
Yes and no. I like to write about social issues and families, relationships between people, mothers and daughters, husband and wife, that kind of thing.
Okay. Now, this new book, Before I Let You Go, tell us a bit about it without giving too much away because we want to sell copies here.
Yes. It's the story of two very different sisters. One sister, Lexi, is a successful doctor. She's engaged. She has a house. The other one, Annie, has a heroin addiction. She's an aspiring writer, but she's actually quite sick. She's also pregnant. So when Annie gets in trouble, she reaches out to Lexi for help. And because they live in Alabama, the two of them have to navigate some specific laws which exist in Alabama around the use of drugs in pregnancy.
Let me talk to you about several things here. There's some issues that you have mentioned key to the storyline. For example, Alabama, a lady's a doctor, another one's a heroin addict. How do you relate to all those things and then get inside these women to then portray their stories?
Months and months of research, lots and lots of time interviewing people. And also, as a fiction writer, I spend a lot of time trying to imagine what it would be like to be that person and trying to empathise with their situation.
Okay, so I guess even though it is a work of fiction, there has to be some realms of reality to it all.
Yes, yes, yeah. And that's where the research comes in. So lots and lots of talking to people and trying to understand what their world is like. Also, the story was originally inspired by my uncle who died of a heroin overdose about 20 years ago.
Wow, okay. All right, so there's some family connection there as well. And I guess a deep-seated motivation then to explore this and...
That's right. Yeah, unlike my earlier books, this one is a little more personal because it was inspired by someone that I loved and knew quite well, that I was quite close to. I wanted to tell the story of a person with an addiction who, as a character, is more than just an addict. I wanted to describe their life and to really get inside the mind of someone who's suffering from that disease.
Yeah, okay, fantastic. Listen, we live here in a beautiful part of the world. You look out to the surrounds and the beautiful countryside and get inspiration there?
Absolutely. Orange is a great place to live as a writer and there's several of us floating around here in town. It's becoming a bit of a creative hotspot.
Oh, very good. Okay. The launch is tomorrow, 5:30 at the Orange City Library. What is happening?
There'll be a question and answer session with myself and Kim Kelly, who's another fantastic local writer. There'll be some snacks and some bubbles to drink and books will be available for sale.
All right, fantastic. Kelly Rimmer's in the studio. Her new book, Before I Let You Go, will be launched at the Orange City Library tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Go along and support her and grab yourself a copy. Kelly, good luck with it. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.